Okay, so let's pick up on the Mishnah Daf Samach Hemed Beis. The Mishnah says, Yain Nesach Shnafal Gabi Navim, if you have wine, if you have Yain Nesach that fell onto grapes, Yadichin Vein Mataris, all you have to do is rinse off the grapes in water, and they are permitted. The Im Hayim of a cause, but if the grapes were cracked, and so the wine was able to seep into the grapes themselves, Asuros, then they are prohibited. Nafal Agabi to Enam or Agabi to Marim, if the wine fell on top of figs or on top of dates, Emish Ben Benosin Tam, if there is a contribution of flavor that the wine that fell into the grapes, fell into the dates or the figs, contributed flavor that you could taste when you eat them, Asur, then it is prohibited. Maisa Babitas Ben Zunan, there was a story with Babitas Ben Zunan, Shehevi Grogers Besfina, who brought dried figs on a boat. And apparently there was a barrel of Yain Nesach on the boat, and it cracked. Vinafal or Vinafla al Gabehen, and the wine fell onto these figs. Vishal the Chachami asked the Chachami, Vihitirim, and they permitted them. Zehaklal says the Mishnah, here's the rule. Kol Shabinasa Binasin Tam, anything that's Aser, that contributes a flavor. And the flavor that it contributes is Behana'a, is a Nesinas Tam that is beneficial, that is a pleasant flavor, then Aser. Then the food is prohibited. Kol Sha'in Behana'a So Binasin Tam. But anything, that when you have something that's Aser, and it contributes flavor, but the flavor that contributes is not Behana'a, it does not contribute a pleasant flavor, Mutter, it is permitted. Kigon, for example, chometz shenafal gabi gris. For example, vinegar that falls onto beans. Apparently, vinegar does not contribute a pleasant flavor onto the beans, and so that's what we call nosin tam levgam. The flavor that it contributes is unpleasant. Okay, so what do we see in this Mishnah? The first part of the Mishnah says that if you have yain nesach that falls on top of grapes, all you have to do is rinse them off, unless they are cracked. If they are cracked, then the wine is able to seep into the grapes, and they are usher. If yain nesach falls onto figs or onto dates, so it depends if there's an asinus tam. If there's a contribution of flavor into the dates or the figs, then they are usher. The Mishnah brings a story of Bitas ben Zunan, where yain nesach fell on top of the grape, on top of the dates, excuse me, on top of the figs that Bitas ben Zunan was transporting, and they said that this was fine. So we'll have to see how that could be. Now the Mishnah ends off with a klal that if there's an asinus tam that is behana, that is l'shvach, that is pleasant, then it's aser. If there's no asinus tam that's l'shvach, that's lahana, that contributes a pleasant flavor, then it is permitted. Okay. Says Gemara, Maisa Lister, the story that we brought in the Mishnah is to contradict the principle that we just laid out. Meaning to say, we started off the Mishnah by saying that if Yain Nesach falls on top of dates or on top of figs, then it depends if there's an asinus tam. If there's an asinus tam, if there's a contribution of flavor into the figs or to the dates, then it's aser. But then the Mishnah goes on to say that if there is, but then we'll go on to say that the story of Bitas ben Zunan, which was with dried figs, this Yain Nesach fell into these dried figs, and the Chum said it was 100% permitted. So what's going on? So says the Gemara, there's something missing over here. This is what the Mishnah really is supposed to say. If the Yain Nesach contributes a tam lefgam, an unpleasant flavor, to the item, then it's permitted. In fact, there's a story like this with Bitas ben Zunan, Shahim Mevi Grogros Besfina, who is bringing dried figs on a boat. And there was a barrel of Yain Nesach that broke and fell onto those figs. And the story came before the Chachamim, and they permitted them. So, what do you see? You see in this story that they permitted the figs, even though Yain Nesach fell onto them. Why is that? Because the wine contributed was Nosin Tam Lefgam, not Nosin Tam Leshvach. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hahu Kri Dechiti, there was a pile of wheat, although some have it as not a kri dechiti, but a hu besa dechiti, it was a house, a storage house, perhaps filled with wheat. The nafla alei chavisa d'yayin nesach, that a barrel of wine of yayin nesach fell onto this wheat. Sharia Rava lezvuni lavakham, and apparently they asked Rava what the halacha was, and Rava permitted selling this wheat to Gayim. So esve Rava bar levai l'Rava, so Rava bar levai had a kasha that he asked on Rava. It says, we know that we learned, if you have a cloth that had klaim lost in it. Now, what Rashi explains over here is that if there was a cloth that was woven, and klaim apparently had been woven into this baguette. So, for example, we know that you're not allowed to mix wool and linen together. So, let's say they were making a baguette out of wool, and there was a piece of linen thread that was lost somewhere that somehow got woven into this baguette. What's the halacha with this baguette? Says the Tanaim, Harei ze Elohim Karenu. You're not allowed to sell this thing, lo over kuchav. You're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Velo yasen merdas lachamar. You can't make it as a saddle for your donkey. So in other words, a Jewish fellow is the one dealing with this cloth that has klaim mixed into it somewhere. So he's not allowed to sell it to a guy, and he's not allowed to use it as a saddle for his donkey, even though he's not wearing it. But he's not allowed to use it as a saddle for his donkey. Aval also sotachrich the meis mitzvah, but he is allowed to use it as a shroud for a meis mitzvah. Although the way the Rashi has the version of this braisa is that it's not a meis mitzvah; it's tachrichin for any meis, right? It's shrouds for any meis. There's nothing special about it being a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is normally when you find a corpse lying on the road that nobody, without anybody to bury it. So, but this is not limited to the meis mitzvah. This would presumably be any meis, just like the Balatas is discussed. Either way, what do you see from this braisa? So Rabbi Balavai says, what do you see from this braisa? What's the reason you're not allowed to sell a beggar that has climbed somewhere in it? Why can't you sell that to a guy? Because we're nervous that this guy is going to in turn sell it to a Jew, and the Jew is not going to be able to identify that there is klaim mixed into this beggar, and the Jew will wear it, and he'll be in violation of klaim. So hachanami, asal izvun liyisrael. So over here, why shouldn't you be concerned that if you allow the wheat that has Yai Netzach fallen onto them, how could you allow selling that to a guy? Maybe the guy will sell this to a Jew, in which case the Jew will end up consuming Yai Netzach. So says the Gemara, Hadar Shara. So Rava actually went back, Shara limit chinu. He permitted not to sell it outright to a guy, but he said it's permitted to grind it, ulumefinu, and to bake it into a bread, ulizvoninu lovgav, and then sell that bread to a guy, shalob ifnei Yisrael, as long as it's not in front of a Jew. In other words, the idea over here is that if the Jew grinds it up and then bakes it into a bread, well, now that the Jew sells this bread to a guy, no Jew will buy that from him because it's pas akum, it's pas palter. What happens if someone sees that the Jew was the person who baked this bread, and that's how the guy has it? So that's why I have to make sure that the Jew sells it to the guy with nobody else seeing, with no Jews thinking that this originated from a Jew, and therefore it's permitted to eat. So Rava changed the psak a little bit. Okay, now, Tanan. We learn in the Mishnah, Yai Nesach, Shenafal Gavi Navim, Yadichin Vein Mutaris. The Mishnah said that if you have Yai Nesach that fell onto grapes, all you have to do is rinse them off, and they are permitted for consumption. But if they are mivukos, if they're split, then they are prohibited. Mivukos in shein mivukos lo. So the Mishnah seemed pretty clear that it's only if the grapes were split, that's when we said that the wine seeps into the grapes and makes them prohibited. But otherwise, if they're not split, then there's no issue with those grapes. So same thing over here. What's pshat with this? What's pshat over here? That when we're dealing with wheat, if you have wheat that Yai Nesach fell onto, why is it that the Rava permitted permitted such wheat? How could that be okay? So says the Gemara, Amar Papa Shani Chiti. No, wheat is a little bit different. Hova Agav Tzirayu Kimuvukos Damin. Since they have like grooves, they have crevices, there's like a cleft on the wheat, so that allows wine to seep in, just like if they were cracked. That's why. And that's why Rava had to be Machmir. Okay. Says the Gemara, Charmatika be'inavi. If you have old wine that got mixed into grapes, so in other words, now it's old wine, old fermented wine that has a distinct flavor, and the flavor is different from the grapes. Divrei akol v'nosin tam. So then, when we're talking about that the wine comes into contact with these grapes, so the halacha is that it's the amount of wine that it would take to contribute a flavor into those grapes for them to be aser. Chamer chadas be'navi, but if you have new wine that got mixed onto that fell onto grapes, so then they have much the flavors are very similar. Abai amar b'mashu, v'rama amar b'menosin dam. Abai says all it takes is a mashu of wine to make the grapes prohibited, and Rava says no, it takes an asinus tam. It takes a contribution of flavor. The wine would actually have to contribute flavor. Now wait a second, how could the wine contribute flavor if it's brand new freshly squeezed wine, so then it's not going to have a distinct flavor. It's going to taste just like the grape. So that's why Rashi explains over here that anytime we talk about the sheer nesinas tam for things that have the same taste, it just means the sheer of shishim, that it would take 60 parts of heter against the iser for it to be batal. So if you have less than 60 parts of heter against the iser, then that would be the sheer nesinas tam. Okay, so now, Abaye Amar Mashu, Abaye said that all it takes is a little bit of wine in order to make the grapes aser, because why? Basar taima azlinan, because Abai says we go after the taste. And so this, both things here, the wine, the chamar chadasa, and the grapes, have one distinct flavor. It's the same thing. So the havale min bemino, in which case the case is going to be a case of two things that are exactly the same. They are a min and amino, the same species mixed in together. Min bemino b'mash. And we know that when you have this like components, they're all mixed together, the halacha is that all it takes is a mashu who have iser to make them aser. That's Abai's thinking, that it's the tam of something that distinguishes it, that is the critical characteristic for its identity in halacha for a taruvus. And therefore, since it's the tam that is the critical property for this item's identity as a distinct species for a taruvus, so as far as we're concerned, they all have the same taste, and therefore they are all considered to be the same min, in which case we have a taruvus that's a min bimino, and therefore we say the halacha is all it takes is a mashuhu of iser to make the whole thing aser. Rava Amar ben Osin Tam. Rava said, no. He says that it takes a shir nesinas tam of the chamar chadasa in the inava to make them aser. Why? Because basar shmazinan. Because he says we don't go after the taste. That's not the property that's going to distinguish one from the other. It's we go based on the name, basar shmazin. We go after the name, and the name is going to be the critical property of this food that establishes its status as a particular component in this taruvus. V'hashmalachod. And this has its own name, and this has its own name. They each have distinct names. This is called grapes. This is called wine. So, v'havale min b'sheinamin, in which case we're dealing with a case of one min with something that's not like its min, right? They are two distinct entities. Min b'sheinamin, but no sindam. We know that when we have a mixture of items where they are not similar to each other, the halacha is that it takes a shir nesinas tam, the quantity that it would take to contribute a flavor into this taruvus in order for there to be a problem. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Yain Netzach Shenafal Agavi Navim. So we know that in the Mishnah it said, now if you look over here from the quote over here, that the Hemshech of the line, right? It's that what's Allah here? Yain Netzach Shenafal Agavi Navim. The Mishnah went on to say that you rinse them off and then they're permitted. If they're cracked, if the grapes are split, then they are usher. So what do you see from this Mishnah? Because we're going to assume the Chamar Chadasa Navi, that the case is presumably at least a case where it's even new wine coming into contact, falling onto grapes, ma'alab in osin tam. And when the Mishnah says that they're aser, the assumption is that there is a shir nesinas tam, that's what it takes to make them aser. So that would be a kasha now. This would be a kasha on Abai. Abai said that when you have a case of chamar chadas b'inavi, the halacha is b'mashahu. So it says the Gemara, lo, b'mashahu. That's not the sheer, it's not a sheer nesinas tam. It's when the Mishnah said, im havim avukos asuras, doesn't mean asuras b'sheer nesinas tam. It means that they're aser, even b'mashu. All it takes is a little bit of wine in order to make the grapes aser. Aye, says the Gemara, but hamid aktani sefer, and the fact that the sefer goes on to say, zeha klal, kolsha banoso banosin tam aser, kolsha im banoso banosin tam mutter. The Mishnah, we know that at the very end of the Mishnah goes on to give us this principle that the general rule of thumb is that if there's a nesinas tam of that's l'shvach, then it's aser, then it makes the thing aser. But if there's no nesinas tam l'shvach, then it's permitted. If it's nosin tam l'kam, it's permitted. So what do you see? Mechlad banosin tam askinan. Presumably then, the Mishnah is discussing rules of nesinas tam. Excuse me. So how could you say that when the first line of the Mishnah says Yain Nesach Shenafal Gabi Navim Yadichin Vein Matars Vim Hayim Mevukas Asuras, we seem to be summing up the Mishnah at the end by saying the general rule of thumb here is that if there's an Asher Nesinas Tam, then it's Aser. So what are you telling me now? That the first line of the Mishnah when it says Asuras is Bashir Mashahu. So it says Amar Vabaye Masnisin B'Chamratika Be'inavi. No. So Abai says, no. What he would respond is that the Mishnah is discussing not Chamra Chadasi. You assumed it's talking about fresh new wine with grapes. That's not what's going on. The case of the Mishnah is specifically old fermented wine that has a distinct flavor different from the grapes. That's where we say it's the Shir Nisina's time. Okay, so we had a Kasha and Abaye, and we resolved. Now, Chala de Chamra, the Chala de Shichra, if there is vinegar of wine and vinegar of beer, so in other words, the wine was fermented further, that it develops into some form of vinegar, and the beer develops further, so that it develops into some sort of vinegar. So you have this mixture, one is Isser and one is Heter, or Chamir de Chiti. The chamir de sa'ari, or you have wine, or let's say fermented wheat, the chamir de sa'ari, or wine of barley, meaning to say barley that had been fermented, and you have a mixture of those two things. One is heter, one is isser. For example, one is chulin and one is truma, and now you have a mixture of these two things. What's the halacha? Is the mixture usser or is it mutter? Abai Amar Ben Osin Tam. Abai says you have to taste it. If there's a sher nesinas tam, then it's usher. If the isser contributed enough flavor that you can taste it, then it's usher. Why? Baser time is in because we go after the taste. V'hai time aluchod. This has a distinct flavor, and this has a distinct flavor. V'avle min b'shein amino. In which case, this is a case of min b'shein amino, two non-similar species, as the components of the taruvus. Min b'shein amino v'nosin tam. And the halacha is when you have a min b'shein amino, a taruvus of min b'shein amino. The halacha is that it takes a sher nesinas time in order for it to become usher. In other words, even though the case of Chala d'Chamra, Chala d'Shichra is cases of vinegar. There are two kinds of vinegar, so maybe they have the same name. So if there's the same name, maybe that's not considered a terubah. So Rabbi says, no, it goes based on the flavor. Even if they have the same name, that's irrelevant. Same thing for the Chamira d'Chiti, Chamira d'Sar. At the end of the day, they're both called Chamira, but Afal B'Kein, we go based on Tam for the identity of the various components in this mixture. Now, says the Gemara, Rava Amar B'Mashu. Rava says, no, it takes a mashu, all it takes is a little bit of the iser to make the taruvus aser. Why? Because Basa Shmazin, he says that we go after the name. V'hai chala mikri, v'hai chala mikri. This is called chala, this is called vinegar, and this is called vinegar. V'hai chamiri mikri, v'hai chamiri mikri. And the second taruvus discussed, this is called chamir, and this is called chamir. So it all has the same name, and since it's the name that shapes the character, that shapes the identity of the components of the taruvus, so v'havale min b'mino. It's that means that this is all one min. It's a case of min b'mino. It's a taruvus where all the components are the same. V'kol min b'mino b'mashu, and therefore all it takes is a little bit of iser to make the taruvus aser. Amar Abai, mina amino la debaser tamazin. So now we have this machlokas between Abai and Rava that when we're talking about the components in that form a taruvus, we know that the identities that establish things as the property of the foods or of the Isra Hatter in this taruvus that determine its status as a distinct entity or not is, according to Abai, is going to be the tam, is it going to be what it tastes like, and according to Rav, it's going to be what it's called. So now Abai says, mina minola de baser tamazin. How do I know that we go after taste for the critical property that establishes this identity of this item as a distinct or non-distinct entity? Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, which some have it as it's really supposed to be Tetnan, the Gilin changes it to Tetnan, as we learned in a Mishnah. Mishnah teaches us, Tavan Beis Ugimel Shemus. This is actually a discussion in Arla, where you have spices that are two or three names. But they're all one species, Om and Gimel, or they're two or three names, but they're three different species. Asurin umitzarvin. They are prohibited, and they are mitzarv. They join together. What's going on over here? The simple case, the way that Rashi understands it over here, is we know that for the first 3 years that a tree grows, it's asur. You're not allowed to have any anah from the peros of that tree in Eretz Yisrael. And in the fourth year, you have to take the fruit and eat them in Eretz in Yerushalayim. So for the first 3 years, let's say you have a plant and you extracted spices from this plant. And we know that it takes a certain amount of arla. You have arla mixed into your soup. So you take some arla spices, and you season your soup. And now you can taste the arla in your soup. You can taste the spices in that soup. So that's going to be a problem. The question is, though, what about if you don't have enough of any single arla product that you added to your soup? You added a little bit of one spice and a little bit of another spice and a little bit of another spice. And with all of them together, the soup is now seasoned. That's the question. Now you can taste it. But each one individually, you would not have been able to taste. So that's the case of this Mishnah. So Mishnah tells us that in the case where they are min echad, if it's Tavan, Bezo, Gimel, Shemus, they are two or three different names, but they are min echad, meaning to say that the way the Rashi says is that they are, one is white pepper, one is black pepper, one is, he calls it pilpul lavan, pilpul shachar, pilpul arach, or if there are three different species that have three different names, they're usser and they are mitzarf. What does that mean that they are mitzarf, that they join together? The way the Rashi explains it is that if they fall into your pot of soup, and each one independently would not have been able to season the soup, and now that they're all together in the soup, they are able to season it, and you can taste it. So that's what we say, that they are mitzarf, that they prohibit this soup. That's the din of the Mishnah. Now, regarding this Mishnah, Chizkiya taught us pshat. Vamar Chizkiya said, Hacha b'mina mesika askina. This Mishnah is discussing mina mesika, spices that are used to flavor, to enhance, to sweeten the soup. Since they are suited for enhancing the soup. So Chizkiya comes along and he says, this point over here, when it says min gimel, u gimel shemos, when it says, oh min gimel, right, it says gimel shemos vehin min echad, oh min gimel. So that line over here is that even though they are three distinct minim, even so, they are all roi lematic behenesegder. They're all used to enhance the soup. Now, what do you see from here? Again, Abaye is trying to show us, how do you see the basar taima azlinan? So, I am bishlam a basar taima azlinan. If you want to tell me, it makes a lot of sense that we go after taste, and taste is the critical property that determines the status of something as a min or a shein, as a distinct or non-distinct property in a taruvus. So kulchad tamuhu, I could say that they're all one tam, since all these spices, they might even be three different species, but the fact matters is that they all have the same tam, then they all add together to aser this pot of soup. But if you say that we care about the name, that's what the critical feature for establishing something as min or shein amino. So hashmaluchod v'hashmaluchod, they each have different names. So what's going on over here? How does this make any sense? Elamai, you see clearly over here that if since we allow them to add together, and they join together in order to aser this pot, it must be because we say that we go after taste, and that's the critical property in halacha. So that's Abayez Makar. So this is a Kasha and Rava. What's Rava going to do? The Mishnah in Arla seems to indicate that it's not shame that we care about. It's tam. For Rava, Melcha Rava would tell you, no. Hamani Rameir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. It's true. They don't have the same names, but it's nothing to do with the fact that there is a tzeruf, the fact that they join together to comprise the shir, to asher this pat. That's not because of their tam. That's because of something else. That's because it's Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir, the Tani, Rav Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, quote from Rav Meir, Minayin L'kol Yisur in Shabbat Torah, Shemet, Starf, and Zela, Zem, Zeh. How do you know that any Isser in the Torah is able to join together, and in order to add up to a shir, to aser? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lo socha kol ta'eva. The pasuk says, do not eat any abomination. What do you see from this pasuk? Kol shatiyavtadcha harayu b'batocha. Anything that I declared as an abomination, that I've made into an abomination for you, that is what's in the iser of lo socha. And so since there's this general umbrella of foods that are subject to lo socha, they all share the same, they're all in the same class of food, and therefore that's why they are all considered, they all add together to comprise the share that it's usher to eat. And that's how Rava defends himself and says that this Mishnah is not really a kasha on him. Okay, so what do we talk about over here? We talked about, first of all, the Mishnah that highlights this idea of Nosin Tam Lefgam and Nosin Tam Lefshvach, the difference between wine that comes into contact with grapes that are cracked or that are not cracked, wine that comes into contact, Yain Nesach that comes into contact with Tainim or Tamarim. The Mishnah discusses why is it that the Mishnah, the Gemara discusses why is it that the Mishnah seemed to introduce a story that contradicts the point of the Mishnah. We revised the Mishnah. We discussed the case of the wheat that wine that Yain Nesach fell onto, and Rava originally permitted selling this to a guy. After Rabbi Bar Levi's kasha, Rava rescinded and said that actually it's permitted to grind this up, bake it in bread, and then give the bread privately to a guy. We had a kasha, we rejected this kasha, then we went on to discuss the machloks between Abaye and Rava, that according to Abaye, the lacha is that we go basar tam, it's tam that determines that is the critical property of something to determine its status as min or she'en amino. And Rava says, no, it's not tam that we care about, it is shame. So we had a kash originally on Abai from the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah Daf Samachem and Beis, and then we went on and discussed and said that there was a raya. Abai thought that he had a raya as a basis for his shita from the Mishnah Arla, which we rejected, which Rava rejected, saying that that Mishnah was really the shita of Rava. Okay.